Kal Kadosh, Boker Tov. We're just going to start now with a little bit of the halachot of Elul, of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkuf Pe Aleph brings down that we have the minhag of waking up early to say Selichot and Tachanunim from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah already brings down why does Shulchan Aruch say Davka Shmoret in the morning, early in the morning. He says, because that's the time of the Et Ratzon. That's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a good time, and therefore it's a time that He accepts our prayers. And that's why we do it. We do it early. Why do we start already from Rosh Chodesh Elul? So technically already, the Mishnah Berurah already explains, it's not really the first day of Rosh Chodesh or the Rosh Chodesh itself, because we don't say Slichot and Tachanunim, so you only start the second day of Elul. However, why do we start from then? So again, the minhag was brought down because from Rosh Chodesh, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up again on Har Sinai to be mekabel the second luchot. So they started blowing the shofar from that time onwards in order that they shouldn't make a mistake like they did the first time, that they made a mistake in the calculations, and then they did the chet ha'egel, the sin of the golden calf. And there's also an asmachta. There's a proof that comes from the pasuk ani lo dodi v'dodi li. Everyone brings down this famous verse in Shir HaShirim. I am to my beloved is to me, which the first letters is Elul. And the last letters, each one was Ani, Ledodi, Vedodi, Li, is Yod, 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 four Yods, which is 40. So those are the 40 days which are between Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, which these are the 40 days which are set aside and designated and appropriate for doing Teshuvah. And they bring many other types of psukim as well. Umal Hashem Lokecha, Levavecha, Levav Zarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and circumcise our heart and the hearts of our children. Again, there you also have Elul there. And Vashemin Aliado, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a city of refuge. And there also, that when a person, just like if a person kills accidentally, he has a city of refuge to run away from, to run away to, and then he will run away from the Goel Adam, the Redeemer of Blood, in order to free himself. So too, we run away, we escape, and we are able to do Teshuvah. But now, we're going to go to now another interesting halakha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Dalid that he says that also Yachid does not say the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, meaning we say all the regular Slichot if we have a Minyan. What happens if we don't have a Minyan? So the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, which is, you know, Vayavor Hashem Al Panav Veikra Hashem Hashem Kal Rachum VeChanun and all that, there it's brought down that we would only be able to say it if we are going to say it with Tamei HaMikra. As if that we're learning Torah, we're reading that which was written in the Torah, and therefore we're allowed to say it even though we don't have Minyan. But now what happens if we don't have Minyan? Do we say also the Aramaic part? The Slichot part which has Aramaic, whether it's Rachamanaz, Danel Aniez, and we answer Anenans, whether it is the Macheh Umaseh, and all these different parts that they have Aramaic, do we say them or not? The Mishnah Berurah brings an Aliyah Rabbah that you don't say it. You do not say the Aramaic part. And I just wanted to bring down exactly where does this come from. So the Mishnah in Sota says, Daf Lamed Bet, that there are certain things that we could say in every language, whether it's Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, Birkat Hamazon. And the Gemara there explains that Tefillah is said in any language whatsoever. So the Gemara asks there, V'amar Rav Yehuda, you should never ask in Lashon Aramit in Aramaic. But Rabbi Yochanan says that if you ask in Aramaic, then the Malachi HaShered, these angels, do not pay attention to it because they don't understand the language. So the Gemara answers, don't worry. One's biyachid, one's betzibur. Meaning if you're in a public, you're in a congregation, you're allowed to say it in Aramaic. If you're by yourself, you're not allowed to. You don't say it. The reason why is because, again, once a person's in the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there himself, we don't need any malachim, so on and so forth. And that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Dalet. So according to this, you shouldn't say it in Aramaic. And that's where the Aliyah Rabbah brings this down. And that was the Mishnah Berurah bringing it down. The Kaf HaChaim though brings, in Sif Katan Kaf Vav, and he asks, what do I care if the malachim don't understand Aramaic? He says, even if a person prays in any language, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him, as it's brought down, Mika Hashem Elokeinu, who's like Hashem our God, V'chol Koreinu Elav, that we will always listen to him. And that's what we ask, which whichever way we want, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen. So therefore, the poskim were only makpid, they were only strict on Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, only on the 13 attributes of mercy that we should say Tamei HaMikra. But any other way, there's no problem. However, the Chazon Ovadiah brings down that the Kaf HaChaim didn't see Gemara on Shabbat. The Gemara on Shabbat says, Amar Rechana, that when you go to pray for a sick person, you could pray there in Aramaic, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as if to say with the sick person. Shema Leretz Devai, there's a psukim. However, though, if not, then you're not allowed to. So you see from here that, again, an individual should not ask in Lashon Aramit. However, though, there's a Me'iri. The Me'iri in Sotalam Gimel is Mashma from the Me'iri, that there's a difference. If a person's praying his own prayer, and he's making up the words of his own prayer, then no. But if it's a prayer that's Mashma, that's from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, that they made it that way, then there's no problem whatsoever. And they bring other proofs as well, that there's no problem, again, that even the Malachim do understand Aramaic or not. And that was also the psak of the Toshut Torah Lishma, the Menishchai as well, that also an individual does not have to skip it out. So, to understand what exactly you have here, the Kaf HaChaim and the Menishchai against Rav Ovadia, Rav Meir Mazuz, he said that he heard the Minhag of Morocco was also to do the entire Selichot al HaSeder without skipping anything. And that was also the Minhag in Tunisia. That was a Minhag by everyone. Kisush Gunur Toledano brings it down. That was also the minhag of the Temanim, as is brought down Shulchan Aruch Mekutzar. In Libya, that was the minhag as well, as is brought down Nachlat Avot. So you see, yeah, and also Rav Mordechai Eliyahu paskin the same halacha, even for a yachid. So he says, you see from here that our minhag was, and we could continue with our minhag, that even if we do not have a minyan in the Bet HaKnesset in the morning, we could still say the entire seder of the Selichot, but just again, the Yugim Midot HaRachamim, we would have to say it with the Ta'amim, like the cantillations that we read in the Torah, in order that we're not saying it in vain, in order that we're not saying it without a tzibur.